ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेरी गुड इवनिंग एंड स्पेशल वेलकम, हार्टी वेलकम टू ऑल बाबा एंजल्स, to Baba's home, your home. We all know that the present time in which we are living is called an age of information technology. They call it in short form IT age. And in this age, we receive lot of information. So much information that our memory track is not only full but exploding. And after coming to Baba's knowledge, we also receive a lot of information. And some of us have the hobby of collecting information and feel very good. I got all this information. But if I keep just the information in my memory track, it will not become an experience. I have to do something with that. I have to transform that information into knowledge. Information is there, but if it is up to me to transform it into knowledge, so what should we do? All the information we receive may not be really useful, meaningful, purposeful. I have to really choose the information I would like to transform into knowledge. And for that, I have to give time to myself to reflect on the information I have chosen that is important at this time in my life. I would like to go into the depth of it. So I need to take it up and reflect on those information. So when I give time to reflect on that information, I am able to digest some of them. Otherwise, it is just like indigestion. You know, we often hear some Brahmins saying, oh, too many classes, too much information. You know, it is too heavy. Why? Because we don't reflect so that we are able to digest it and transform it into another energy. So for reflecting the information I receive, I need to have love for silence. I need to have love for solitude. So this is what happened in the beginning of the yajna. You know, Baba did not give too much of information, just a few. But Baba used to ask them to sit in solitude and reflect on each one. Like for example, knowledge of the soul. I am a soul, I am imperishable. I am a soul, I am truth. I am pure. I heard it. And I am just happy I got the information. No, Baba made them to sit for hours. Just take that one aspect and go deep into it. Reflect until you turn that into another level of energy, knowledge, that enlightens my life. You know, ignite the lamp of the soul. I really awaken my intellect. So that is very important. Some of us don't give enough time. You know, we are so busy in service. We just do things as a ritual, as a discipline. Do Amrit Vela, listen to the Murli, listen to classes. We got notes. Nowadays we don't even take the notes. We got it stored in our computer. You know, we have the CDs. We have it in pen drive. We are happy we got it. But it is not here. So this is why it is important, first of all, to transform into knowledge. So there is a shift in my awareness. I begin to embody what I have heard. I begin to make it as my own. Then the third step is actually translating that knowledge into action. That is when you have experience. That is when other people can have experience from you. Because when something is practical, something is in action, you don't need to speak. You can see, you can feel, right? So I have to translate that knowledge into action. Then it becomes wisdom. So what we need to do in order to go from thinking into being is to transform information into knowledge, knowledge into action. It's being. So to transform knowledge into action, I need few ingredients, you know, that I need to have in my life. See, knowing is one thing. We know many, many things. You know, that's why Baba says sometimes we can give lectures, talk, class on many topics. But when it comes to experience, there is lacking, isn't it? So knowing is intellectual information. But the second step is accepting what I know. That is where realization comes. Accepting from the heart. Until you accept what you know from your heart, you cannot translate information into knowledge or wisdom. So this is where there is a gap, there is a void in some of our lives. So that is why there is a difference between thinking and being. We know many things, but we don't believe in everything we know. We don't accept accept everything we know. So that means we have faith, but we don't have recognition. So recognition, acceptance is from the heart. When it comes to the heart, then it is very easy to be. That means dharana. Being is dharana. So I have to ask myself, where is the gap? What is the gap between knowing, being, knowing, accepting and being? So in order to make all three come together, what I know, what I accept and what I am. See, that is why in the beginning they did not need to speak a lot. Like when souls used to come and sit in front of Sakar Baba, Baba did not give them a course on soul consciousness, but Baba was soul, being, soul conscious. So when anyone came in front of Baba, they themselves lost the consciousness of the body and they became soul. They experienced soul. And that transformed their whole life. So what made Baba give that experience? Because there was total, complete recognition of the knowledge. So we need actually five main ingredients in order to transform thinking, knowing into being. To fill the gap between thinking and experience. So the first important ingredient is actually complete faith. You know, some of us have faith in one aspect, not faith in the other aspect. It doesn't work. So complete faith means faith in all four aspects. First of all, faith in God. Who is teaching this knowledge? God, the truth. So I need to have faith, this is God, truth teaching me. And secondly, faith in the teaching. You know, some souls have faith in God, truth, but then there is doubt in certain teachings he is giving. Like, I know many people, you know, they even now question, how can this cycle repeat identically? You know? So, they believe in God. They believe in soul, but they cannot believe in Brahma. They cannot believe in the identical repetition. But then that is not called complete faith. So how can they translate the knowledge that is given into wisdom, into being? So secondly, I need to have complete faith in the teachings, in the words that Baba speaks. And that is why whenever we listen to the Murli, we need to listen with this real consciousness. God is speaking. God is speaking to me, the soul. Sometimes we look at the person reading the Murli and we forget the speaker who is speaking. And so we are not able to absorb totally what is being said. So second, faith. Faith in the teachings. And thirdly, faith in myself. Because even if I do not have faith in myself, that also shows I do not have faith in God. Because God has faith in me, and that is why He has chosen me out of so many millions of souls in the world. He knows that I am the same soul who became what He wants to become last Kalpa. So He has faith in me, and if I don't have faith in myself, that will also not help me to make my foundation strong. And fourth important faith is faith in drama. Everything that is happening, second by second, is accurate and it is benevolent. No doubt. So once I am able to have total faith, complete faith, then on the basis of faith, I am able to allow my intellect to reflect on the different aspect and embody that into my life. You know, embodying Baba's teachings means to actually drown myself, soak myself into it. So there is, they say, you know, Parvati was listening to Amar Katha, the pigeon came. Maybe this is our memorial. Pigeon also want to listen to Baba's knowledge. So, faith, which is very important, if there is little bit doubt, the intellect cannot reflect in depth. But not blind faith. You know, some of us have bhavna, but not faith. So we listen to Baba's knowledge with bhavna, you know, devotional feelings. So at the time of listening, we are very happy, intoxicated, everything. But when it comes to being, we don't have the power. So thinking to being means to become knowledgeful and powerful. So I have to do something in between to transform knowledge into power. So to transform knowledge into power is what is called being. So that needs faith, complete faith. And the second important ingredient we need is actually power of churning. Because anything you refine, only then you can merge it within yourself. So we need to develop the power of churning to translate, transform thinking into being. Because through the power of churning, we digest, we refine, and we make it essenceful. The stage of being essenceful is being. The stage of thinking is actually sensible. So we may be sensible, but we may not be essenceful. So in order to be essenceful, I need to develop the power of churning. And when we talk about the power of churning, many souls say, I don't know how to churn. I think we all know how to churn. But we only churn water. We don't churn buttermilk. That is why we don't get butter. All our energy is wasted. So how do you develop churning? So after you got the information, you choose something that touched your heart and start reflecting. And then, you know, you just take any one topic and ask four questions to yourself. Say, for example, I want to experience tolerance. I know thinking what is tolerance, but I want to be a tolerant person. So, first of all, I need to understand what is tolerance. You know, what are the benefits, why tolerance is necessary in my life? How to bring tolerance into my practical life? What are the methods I can use? So, just motivate your intellect by giving these questions. So you go into the subtleties of that topic. You know, you need to develop going into the subtleties of knowledge to transform it into wisdom. That is when the knowledge which we give becomes like a blood energy for ourselves. So I need to at least spend, you know, what we suggest, you know, half an hour to 40 minutes churning on any topic that we have heard, going into the subtleties, if possible, sometimes even write it so that we are able to realize its importance. So, second important ingredient that we need to bring into our life to transform thinking into being is the power of churning. Now, why I said all of us know how to churn? Say, for example, somebody called you on the telephone, told you that so-and-so was talking about you like this. You just heard. Your churning begins already. You didn't even inquire what is right, what was correct or not. Why she said like this? How can she say this? Is that right? Churning begins, right? And then after some time, you embody the churning in such a way that you become the form of it. When somebody comes to meet you, they can see that your face has changed, your form has changed. So we know churning, but we are not using the power of churning in the right way. So that is very important. Second ingredient. And the third ingredient, I would say, a very clean and clear intellect to go from thinking into being. I need to have a very clean and a clear intellect. Why I say that is because I must have the power to discern what knowledge I have to apply into action at what time. Because different situation requires different aspect to put into action. You know, like for example, the art of balance. Sometimes I have to be assertive and express myself, and sometimes I have to be submissive and withdraw and stand back. That is also knowledge. That is also wisdom. So I need to have a very clean and a clear intellect so that I am able to discern what power, what virtue, what aspect of knowledge, in what percentage I have to use. So I am automatically displaying wisdom in action. So we know intellectually we should be using tolerance at this time, but we remember only after the situation has passed. Oh, it would have been nice, I know, if I would have tolerated a little bit. But I did not. So knowledge was there, but it was not in the being form. It was not wisdom. So others cannot experience tolerance from my practical example. Or somebody gets angry. No, at that time, I need to know how to tolerate. But instead, if I react, I did not show my stage of being tolerant. I may have given class on tolerance, but I was not a being. Because my intellect was not clear to apply that right power at that time. Like even, for example, tolerance has to be used sometimes as a virtue, sometimes as a power, and sometimes as a value also. So I cannot be applying the same thing at the same time. So I have to be creative. In using knowledge, I need to also be creative so that I am able to apply them as per the situation. No, it is like a warrior being on the battlefield. He has many weapons, but he must know exactly which one to use when the enemy comes. That is when he would be declared as a good soldier or a warrior who has won victory over the enemy. So we have weapons in our bag, but when the time comes, we forget to use the weapons. We sometimes use wrong ones. Where we have to use tolerance, we use the power to face. So we cannot be powerful. We are knowledgeful, but we are not powerful. So that is why it is very important to have a clear intellect, magnifying glass. You know, clear intellect means a magnifying glass which can see clearly, and then I will be successful. Now, in order to keep the intellect clear, I have to make sure I remain free from three types of influences. Because intellect is the faculty which gets the sickness of influence. You know, body gets flu, but intellect gets influence. That is also a kind of flu. So one influence that comes is in the form of manmat and parmat. So dictates of other people's mind and dictates of my own mind. But not Srimat. So Srimat is the best, whatever ingredient you can say, to keep the intellect clean and clear. It's a refined oil. But if I allow Manmat to influence, if I allow Parmat to influence, I cannot have clarity. So I will have favoritism, I will have preferences in my decision, so I cannot really have an experience or give experience. And the second influence is in the form of getting impressed by people. You know, we all have this sanskara. Either we get impressed by someone or we have repulsion. Attraction or repulsion. So that influence also will not allow me Baba to influence my intellect. So appreciation of other people's speciality is okay. Appreciation is okay. But getting impressed influences the intellect and it will stop Baba influencing me. So I need to take care there is no attraction, there is no repulsion. You know, clean intellect. And the third influence, of course, comes on the intellect in the form of absorbing the weakness of others. This is something Baba has been telling us. You may know the weakness of someone, but if you dwell in the weakness of someone, that is called absorbing the weakness. So the intellect is affected. So it cannot connect with Baba and take that power. So in order to allow my knowledge to come into action, to translate knowledge into wisdom, I have to make sure my intellect is crystal clear. clean and clear. So I can really get the intuition what I need to do at this time. Which power, which point of knowledge, what I need to do. And that is when I show my practical form. That is when people can understand you are a wise person. You have wisdom. You are being. You are powerful. Because it is not you showed power in any other way, but they know the power through your wisdom. So that is the third ingredient, which is very important for us to transform thinking into experience. No, experience is being, isn't it? It's not talking. No, I always remember Mama. I was thinking Mama a lot today. You know, from the first day she came to Baba, she was a being. Baba observed her from the first day she came. She listened to Baba's knowledge. And then she embodied the knowledge in such a way that when she go out, people can see from her practical life what lesson was taught today. You know, Mama did not speak knowledge, but they could see from her practical life what lesson was taught today. And observing Mama being that embodiment of knowledge, Baba gave her the title Saraswati, embodiment of knowledge. So, what we need actually is to have the hobby. You know, it's a hobby. Like some of us have the hobby of collecting information. Like Mama had the hobby to embody what Baba said today, come back next day in that form. No, that is why I think something yesterday blessing or today blessing, Baba said something which is very interesting. You know, whatever Baba said, I take it, this is for me. No, Baba said this for me. So when I listen to the Murli in that way, I will always have the aim to put it into action. I don't look at others. So that is when others can see what wisdom was given. You know, many times these days, Baba says, nowadays people are tired of listening. They want experience. Like, you talk about peace. Baba said, as you are talking peace, give them the experience of peace. As you are talking about love, take them into the experience of love. Feel it. And this is what we see from Dadis, you know, that is the difference. When Dadis speak, the words carry the feeling because they have embodied it in their life. And how they have embodied it, because they have given time for themselves to translate the knowledge into wisdom. So clean and clear intellect, which is very, very important. And the fourth ingredient, in order to become thinking into being, is introversion. You know, Mama, again, I give the example of Mama because, you know, that is the role model comes in front of me. Mama was always introvert. You know, somebody was telling me even yesterday, Karuna Bhai, like Mama never ever saw Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba separate. She always saw Shiva Baba in Brahma Baba. And that is why there was a lot of respect. Every time she would see Bab Dada. You know? So that kind of... Why? Because Mama was introvert, not extrovert. somebody asked Mama, it seems, Mama, why don't you laugh like others? You know, like most of us, sometimes when we are happy, we laugh louder, giggle, you know. But Mama never did that. Mama's laughter sound was never heard. That does not mean that Mama was not happy. If you look at Mama's photos, how you see her? Always cheerful, smiling. So that is a sign of introversion. So I need to actually have introversion in order to translate knowledge into wisdom. Because it saves a lot of energy, lot of time when we are introvert. It is like going underground, you know. And because Mama was always introvert, she was able to store energy. You know, introvert means my face of the soul, my mind, is always turned towards Baba. Introvertness can be practiced in three ways. You can practice in the form of inwardliness, which means translating everything that you see with these eyes into spiritual. You give a spiritual meaning. You give a spiritual flavor to everything that you see with your physical eyes. It's not that introvert means you have looked serious and don't talk. You can talk, you can be light, but internally you are transforming everything laukik into alaukik. For example, say I see a tree as I'm driving, I see a road, okay, I remember, oh, this world is like a kalpa tree, the seed of the tree is Baba. You know, we are the branches, we are at the trunk. Something like that, giving spiritual meaning. So that will automatically turn my mind inward, not external. And second way of looking at introversion is introspection, which is called inner inspection. Being the master of my senses and my sense organs. Not being subservient. So that also saves energy. So the more introvert I am, the more I save energy, I have the opportunity to look at myself, correct myself, assess myself, transform myself. You know, the realization power will not come unless I am introvert. No matter how many times, you know, seniors must have told us what we need to do, but I have to realize myself. And that realization comes through introversion. The more introvert I am, the more I am able to put my thoughts into feelings, into action. That's the fourth ingredient, I would say. And the last but very important one that helps me to retain the knowledge in my intellect is purity. Without purity, like Baba says, Baba's knowledge is like a milk of the lioness. It cannot be retained in the intellect if the intellect is not like a golden vessel. So my mind has to be pure. My intellect has to be like a golden vessel. So the more purity we bring into our life, complete purity, the easier it is for us to change information into knowledge, knowledge into wisdom. In other words, knowing, accepting and being becomes easy. So purity again on all levels, not just, you know, some of us may think that, okay, I practice brahmacharya, I practice purity in my food, so I am already pure. No, purity means total wiselessness. You know, wiseless means sinless. So when I have purity in my thoughts, purity in my words, purity in my action, purity even in my dream, so that will automatically help me to actually retain the knowledge. You know, some of us listen to the Murli, after that we say, I forgot, I don't know, I cannot remember. You know, but when we hear somebody gossiping, we remember every word that was spoken. Right? We can even relate it so exactly. Why I cannot retain what Baba says to me in my intellect? No, sometimes the intellect becomes like a hot plate. You put water on the hot plate, it disappears. So there is lack of purity. So I need to make sure I develop complete purity. Purity of mind, and my intellect becomes like a golden vessel. So I can retain, I can remember. You know, all of us have the sanskara of remembering and forgetting. Is there anyone here who don't have that sanskara? All of us have the sanskara of remembering and forgetting. But the only mistake we make is we forget what we have to remember and we remember what we have to forget. So from today, just practice remember. Don't need to remember what you have to forget. What you have to forget will be forgotten automatically when you remember what you have to remember. Just like when there is darkness, all that you need to do is put on the switch. You don't need to do anything with the darkness. It will go away automatically. So I need to develop the habit of remembering. So I know how to remember, but I need to still use some tactics, some yuktis to remind myself to remember. You know what Dadi Janki was suggesting, maybe I can suggest to you also. One method to teach myself to remember what Baba has said today, she suggested write 10 points. After listening to the Murli, write 10 points separately in a small notebook and read it 10 times. And do this exercise for 10 weeks. You see how you will develop the power of remembering. If you don't have the habit of remembering, how you will have remembrance? Yeah? So try this habit. So at least you begin to develop the sanskara of remembering. And then unnecessary things, what you have to forget, you will forget yourself. So then my remembrance of Baba becomes powerful. Now one of the things that is lacking in all of us is the powerful remembrance of Baba. When we sit in remembrance, instead of remembering Baba, we are doing processing. Most of us. Yeah, you know, what is processing? We are sitting here, we are reflecting, oh, what I did this morning, what she told me. Is that right? No, that is not right. It should not be this happened. I think this should not have happened. Means we are processing the day, but we are not remembering Baba. So the power of remembrance is lacking because of not having the sanskara of remembering. So only think what you are, don't think what you are not. When you even start doing this, your remembrance power increases. You know, many of us sit in yoga, we start remembering what I am not. I am not this body, I am not this mouth, I am not this hand, I am not this. You know already you are not that. So whatever you think you become, you are reinforcing the consciousness of what you are not. So just think what you are. You become what you think. So from today, change your approach. Stop thinking what you are not. Just think what you are and think a few thoughts and hold it. Hold it. You know, suppose if I want to become an embodiment of a particular thought, I have to hold it until I embody it. The longer I hold that thought in my intellect, I become the form of it. Like for example, if you have a headache, you know, sometimes you think I have a headache and then you forget about it. The headache doesn't trouble you. But sometimes we start thinking, I have a headache, I have a headache, I have a headache. So when somebody come to meet you, you did not even tell them you have a headache. They ask you, do you have a headache? How come they know? Your face shows. Because you have been thinking and your face, it has come on your face. So others can experience your headache without telling them. If that is possible, why not my state of remembrance? No? So this is where I have to teach myself to increase the power of remembrance by thinking what I am. And not to worry about what I am not. Automatically it will be forgotten. So let us instill that habit from today. Make our remembrance powerful. Now this is one of the important ingredients also that helps us to have experience and give experience to others. You know, many times Baba says, you have the knowledge, the sword of knowledge, but there is not the sharpness of yoga in it. You have the arrow of knowledge, but the arrow of knowledge don't hit the target because the yoga power is lacking. So whether we call it purity or yoga power, it is like two sides of the same coin. So when we have the first four ingredients practically in our life, the power of yoga automatically increases. So how can I know when I sit in meditation, I had powerful remembrance today? How do you check? Say, now we are going to sit for half an hour. So at the end of the meditation, if I check myself, oh, today I had powerful meditation, not good meditation, powerful meditation today, how do I know? My remembrance stage was first class, which means my intellect is not drawn either towards my body or towards the body of others, or towards any material objects, not even service, not even service companions. That is also a kind of adulteration. Pure remembrance means myself, I the soul, I am merged in Baba's remembrance. Baba and me, bas. If I can make that effort, then I know my remembrance was powerful. And you can feel the energy And the power that you accumulate during that time, that's not only lost for that time. It will go with you for few hours in your daily routine. The impact of that power lost for so long. That is how I know that my remembrance was powerful. Then on the basis of that power of remembrance, you can retain knowledge, your intellect is clear, you can use the right type of wisdom at the right time. And automatically you become an embodiment. So the knowledge becomes an experience for myself and for others. So now it is meditation time anyway. So I just want to conclude before we have meditation by saying that, you know, we should this time in Madhuban have this aim. Whatever we are listening, we want to experience it. So this is why, as much as possible, you know, after listening to the class or after listening to the Murli, spend some time in silence. Absorb what you have heard, and then only you can translate into action whenever it is necessary. Now, this is one of the reasons I remember that he was saying, why we lose that knowledge that we listen, why it doesn't come into action is because immediately we go into mundane matters. So the knowledge that was milk becomes water. To hold it for a while. And that is why we are always suggested, you know, after the Murli, first we must have 3 minutes meditation. Let us have that silence time. Let the intellect absorb it. And then after that we go into other matters. So then we don't lose the essence of it. So let us keep that aim this time for next few days before Bhaktada comes, so that we really gain experience and then we give experience to others. Okay, so for the next half an hour, I would suggest, let us prepare ourselves to have powerful remembrance by closing 3 doors. You know, there are only 4 doors for the intellect to go. The door of the consciousness of the body, the door towards the consciousness of bodily relations, the door towards material objects, worldly things. So have one way. Just one way, myself and Baba. And let us check ourselves how powerful our remembrance is, me and Baba and no third person in between. So if I can hold that awareness for that length of time, the power will stay with me for a longer time. So let us all experiment for the next half an hour, having powerful remembrance. So I just share a few thoughts to begin our meditation, and then we spend time in silence, total silence. So sit straight, sit totally relaxed, alert, so we can have that experience and create a powerful atmosphere also. Om Shanti. I allow my body to sit comfortably and totally relaxed. I turn my mind within become aware of myself as a soul, a tiny point of light, sparkling, shining in the center of my forehead. I am light. I am living being. I am immortal. Imperishable. I am peace. Vibrations of peace emerges from deep within. And fill my mind. I feel peace. I enjoy this moment. Just being at peace with myself. I am love, a being of love. I am a powerful soul, full of energy. Filled with light and might. In this awareness, I am totally inside and feeling very light. So light and weightless. That I can move away from this body. And I am moving upwards. Beyond this world of cosmos. As a beam of light. Feeling light into the dimension of golden red light. I, the being of light, I am in my home. I am surrounded by the light, silence, I feel rest and comfort, being in this home of silence. I see myself in the presence of Supreme Light, like a magnet. I am pulled towards the Supreme Light. I am connected with the Source of Peace, of Love, of Light. Light upon light in silence. Like the sun, the Supreme Light, the Supreme Soul is showering rays of light. I am enveloped. I am bathing in the rays of the sun, and I am totally cleansed. Baba, the Almighty, fills me with all His powers. I am totally empowered in this union with the Supreme. The ocean of love is filling me with His love. I take this love of God . I the being of light, I am merged. I am totally lost in the ocean. Upon light, in silence, in this experience, I am beyond gravity. Just feeling floating. Lost in the light of God. I have found what I wanted to attain in this union with Baba. My beloved father, mother, friends, I am full. Eternal quality. wanted in this soul world. A star full and complete. In this experience, I am beyond. Beyond. Just being. Just the being.